As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get up, motherfucker. You're not fucking good enough. You gotta work fucking harder. You haven't put enough time in.
Goggins is the guy that can take anything you put in front of him. You wanna break my motherfucking legs? So be it.
They don't know me, son!
Get it! 18!
They don't know me, son!
Get it! 19!
You know me, son?
Yeah! As you all know, it's a hot motherfucker. Nice heat wave. Mother Nature's a pissed off motherfucker, but guess what? So am I. So who gives a fuck? Sometimes your motivation needs to be because no one else wants to fucking do it. We need doctors. We need fucking lawyers. We need dentists. We need teachers. We also need fucking savages.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
What the fuck did you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of shit, man. I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then. Once you get there, that's when you fucking know you've done enough. Stay hard.
So how I do every day is how I do every day. It's a discipline. It's a regimen. It was a choice I made. And the choice I made was, what are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being? And I was willing to give up everything to do that.
What the hell were y'all waiting for to start attacking life? Waiting for the fucking stars to align. Back when I was growing up, the song came out. All I need is a miracle. Well, guess what? That miracle ain't coming. There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. In the military, we had this big old rucksack on the back. Had batteries, water, extra gear. Your extra gear is the shit you're dealing with in life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up and do it. Stay hard.
Greatness is whatever the hell you've dreamed of in your own mind. You gotta first see it. You gotta first create this vision in your mind. And then that's when I come into play. Once you create this vision in your mind, it's how am I gonna get there now? And that's when I come into play. But first you gotta create your own vision. And it's not external. It's the vision and creative is inside of you.
Life is one big tug of war. And you don't win that tug of war by pushing the fucking rope. You have to pull that motherfucker. And a lot of times you have to pull yourself through life. This morning, I did not want to get up, so I had to pull my ass out of fucking bed. But guess what? The more and more I got into that run, each fucking step into that run, I started gaining more and more confidence. But to gain that fucking confidence, you have to fucking be willing to pull yourself out of bed, pull yourself out of a funk, pull yourself out of whatever the fuck life is throwing at you to gain that confidence. By the fucking time the run was over, I was like, fuck you, motherfucker. I once again beat your ass. You gotta be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight. Stay in the war. Stay in the battle. Armor your mind.
You cannot live in that normal mindset. You must be your best on your worst day. And how you do that is you
cannot think of a normal mindset.
The only way I became successful was going towards the truth. As painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me. It allowed me to become, in my own right, who I am today. If you're not real and raw with who the fuck you are, nothing's gonna change.
We all know that we're not perfect. We all know that certain things make us have thin skin. Certain things make us lie, make us feel insignificant. You know, maybe you're getting judged. Wherever the fuck it is, it's the why am I being a bitch sometimes? Why do people go on social media and maybe troll somebody to write some disgusting, nasty shit about somebody? They don't even fucking know. What's making you do that shit? What's making you lie? What's making you cheat? What's making you steal? For me, I did a whole bunch of fucked up shit. So this mirror held me accountable, but it was myself. I had to hold myself accountable for the why am I being a bitch in certain situations? Why when certain people say certain things, do I feel a certain way? Figure out yourself, get yourself hard, stay hard.
Like I had that accountability mirror, man. I looked in there, I said, man, that list of all the fucking things that I wasn't. I said, God, this is a fucking long road, bro. And it hurt.
Are you accountable for what you're doing? Are you accountable? And I mean to the T for what you're saying. I am. And that's where it started. It started with that total accountability of, let's not lie today. Let's tell people the truth about who you are. And when you can get on and tell someone, like I'm doing right now, exactly how fucked up you are, that's the goal in life. To put your life on a billboard, on the busiest road, in the busiest highway in the world, and say, this is how fucked up I used to be. Take it or leave it.
Today is your opportunity to be a leader. You must look at yourself as a leader. As a leader, you no longer have the fucking option to take the easy path in life. As a leader, there is no snooze button. It can be very lonely. Through your actions, you can change the mindset of those around you. You must do when you don't want to do. You have to find your best self when you are the least motivated. Your brain is like a muscle. You have to push it to a point of discomfort. All those days and nights you don't want to train, those are the days you must train. You must change the way you look at discomfort.
So today, I decided to try to PR my long run. So the first half of the run, I'm feeling great. My mind is clear, nothing going on. Think about nothing but my running pace, what I'm doing, my breathing, everything like that. Get to mile 15, I turn around, and the demons start to creep in. That inevitable wall is creeping up on me. When you push so hard, something's about to give. And I start to give. My mind started to break down. I started to feel my legs starting to hurt. I started feeling dehydrated. Started feeling sorry for myself. Started looking around. No one knows I'm fucking out here running. Why don't you go ahead and just stop? Call your girl, have her pick you up. And that's when I feel like a little bitch. And this is when your mind has to fucking change. You gotta start thinking, I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world. Your dehydration? Fuck it. Lick your motherfucking lips. Your fucking legs are all sore. You feel like you got shin splits and stress fractures? No, you don't. You got sore fucking legs. Get out of your head and stay hard.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In life, it's important to not always draft. Sometimes you gotta lead and block the fucking wind.
Don't always look to be led. And when times are fucking disgustingly hard, that's what I learned. I learned it's those times when even the hardest motherfuckers in the world are looking around for guidance. It's that one motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Be that one motherfucker.
Be that guy.
Be that one motherfucker when even you're saying to yourself, boy, this fucking sucks. I don't want to fucking be here right now. And you're looking at all the guys' eyes around you. And you've seen it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The eyes just go down like, fuck, man, we're getting the fuck out of here. This is brutal. Be that guy who finds the fucking courage and say, you know what, man?
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
So that's what you, that's the one big thing I learned. Be that one out of the warriors. Be the one motherfucker that says fuck it.
100 hard motherfuckers, be the hardest of them all.
Everybody's got a fucking plan so they can hit in the fucking mouth. That's for Mike Tyson. So when your plan fails, when those posts and fucking laws get too heavy, when you get knocked the fuck down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared. It's about 6 degrees out here and I'm underdressed. But guess what? No one gives a fuck. You gotta get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after and stay hard.
A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. You're depressed because you're not doing shit with yourself. You don't find inspiration by not living in the grip of life. You need to live in the grip of life to find inspiration. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Try to be 10% better than you were last week. So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550. If some of you aren't doing shit, your 10% is just getting off the fucking couch. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
You don't want it. And that's the harsh reality. I can't give you shit. You can't give them shit. I can give you ideas. But at the end of the day, when I was losing the weight, I had to miserably wake up every morning in the cold. Because it was Indiana, November when it started. I was miserable. This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it. It sucks. It just fucking sucks. And that's the one thing, if I could teach anybody anything, it just fucking sucks. And it's going to continue to suck. And then one day you get to a special part in your life that it might get a little bit better. A lot of people, most people don't want it that badly. That's why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it. And nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might fucking happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work. And that's what keeps me, those are the sparks. Like, you know, I look at motivation as just a spark. It's like kindling. You know, how a big fire starts, it starts with a little smoke. It starts with a little cigarette being thrown in the woods. Next thing you know, all California's fucking burn up. That's what I've been doing my whole life, is I find these little sparks. And once that little thing takes off, that's a 1 hour fuel. Then you got 10 hour fuel. Then you can move that thing to a 10,000 hour fuel. These big logs and big trees that burn for days. And that's where you want to bring that motivation. That's where you want to bring that drive. So if you have no kindling, the kindling is me going out with these young guys saying, all right, motherfucker, you're 43. It's a 20 year old. Keep up with them. That kindling now, when I leave those young guys, it has now become that 10-hour fuel. And now that 10,000-hour fuel that I use throughout my whole life. I use that throughout my whole life, man. Hey, this summer at 43, you went out there and you did that, man. So, you know, you're not giving up yet.
You're not done yet. Not today. You're not done today.
44 degrees and it's nice and rainy outside. But no one cares about that. It's not about the rain. It's what the rain represents. Life is always giving you a test. Trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every fucking day of your life. No matter what life throws at you. It's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life. Prepared for fucking battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you. It's your responsibility to find your new 100%. Take it upon yourself to do that. Stay hard.
There's so many times in life, you don't want to be doing what the fuck you're doing.
You can't just fucking quit. Remember this. This isn't a hobby. It's in a fucking joke. It's a fucking lifestyle. So what you say to yourself is important. There's no fucking coach. There's no trainer to keep you going. It's only you. So think about this. You've been working your whole life to get a fucking seat at the table. The seat at the table is going to be the best amongst all the best people in your fucking career field. So you finally get that letter. It's steak, lobster, it's a big dinner. Everybody's showing up, dressed to the nines. Make sure you show up soaking wet for fucking getting after it, working out hard. Towel around your neck. You respect the event. So make sure you put that towel on that nice chair so you don't fuck it up. The whole thing is this. Don't say a word. Stay uncommon amongst uncommon people. You're never done. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Stay hard.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.